You're listening to Around Comics, episode 113.
Welcome to Around Comics, the comic book roundtable. I'm Tom, your host for this episode, and I'd like to thank you for joining us. If this is your first time listening, Around Comics is a roundtable show featuring a revolving panel of guests. Literally, we revolve on like the lazy season. Talking about comic books and graphic novels. We release two shows a week on Mondays and Thursdays. Today we're going to be discussing the past week's news as well as the books we're reading and take a look at what's coming out next week. Be sure to check back on Thursday when the panel discusses realism in comics. Also, if you've never listened to us before, you should probably listen to every episode.
Yes, in a week. We call it pulling Scotty Young.
Yeah, and you listen to them all until our voices frighten you.
Yes. Or you fall in love with Tom Caters.
All right, enough of this.
Happens a lot.
I'm the host.
You are hosting.
This episode is sponsored by Borders. To help mice thrive in a world filled with harsh conditions and predatory attacks, the Mouse Guard was formed. In this first volume, Saxon, Kenzie, who's a boy, and Liam are a missing merchant mouse that never arrived at his destination. In doing so, they stumble onto so much more than they had bargained for. Get your copy of David Peterson, also a boy, Breakthrough Series Mouse Guard at your local Borders. Borders is your home for the newest graphic novels, manga, and more. Find a store near you at borderstores.com.
And also, I'd like to mention that Around Comics is recorded every Friday at 7 o'clock at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, located at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you're in the area, please drop by. We would love to meet you, just like we just met, and I forgot your name already.
Mike.
Mike and his very bored-looking girlfriend, Tina?
Katie.
Katie. Thanks for
making shit up today, aren't you, Sal? What'd your name again?
So, you know, this is really no way to impress a girl.
Yeah. This is
Hey, baby.
Once you got him.
You want to go listen to or watch a podcast get recorded?
Well, thank you, Tom, for introducing the show. Chris is away again, so it's me, Sal, and Tom, who's always here.
You already heard me.
Scotty Young, artist on New X-Men, and our buddy, our pal.
Yes.
Our
Recontour extraordinaire.
Yes, and Risk Master.
Risk Master, Grand yes. Risk Master.
Grand Risk Master.
What country is the most valuable?
Australia.
I told you, I've been playing Lord of the Rings Risk.
Oh, well, so, then Hobbiton. You're going to say, like,
Hobbiton.
Is the country, is the map different?
I don't know.
Is
Nobody's ever played with me. I bought it. I swear to God, it's still
in
the wrapper.
Scotty, I'll play with you.
Okay. Everybody else is too cool for me, right? Like, all my friend, like Tim, he'll read and watch any D horror movie out there, but I bring up Risk and people run like roaches when the lights come on.
We'll get that going. We'll have to. All right, well, this is our Monday episode, so it is news and reviews, so let's go ahead and start wire-to-wire comic book news.
Wire-to-wire comic book news.
First up, Bendis fans can rejoice. It was over at Heroes
Con. He's named King of the World.
They announced he has re-signed an exclusive contract with Marvel. Extended it into the next decade. So
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how long of a contract it actually is, but at least another 3 years of Bendis at Marvel.
He's going to write Ultimate Spider-Man until Ultimate Spider-Man actually dies of old age. Ultimize old age Spider-Man.
I think they need to find something for this guy to write, though. Brian doesn't work enough.
He doesn't write enough
no.
comics.
Uh-uh.
He could probably do a couple more.
Yeah.
I just don't know. He's doing the whole Halo thing with Alex Maleev and trying to get into different, you know, he's got so many different things he's got working at Marvel. I think sometimes he gets stretched a little too thin.
I kind of wish, I know he's mentioned this on, like, other interviews, of having, like, his own stuff that he's written that he wants to work on. And it always seems to be brought up that maybe the Marvel stuff takes precedence, you know, at times, and it gets pushed back. So I kind of worry that maybe we'll never see it.
Well,
he's just going to keep writing Avengers forever. Both Avengers.
All Avengers. Any Avengers book.
I don't know if I've read too much actual Marvel work that Bendis has done. I've mostly read everything that
How
came.
How could you not? It's everywhere. No.
Well, you love comic books.
Yeah, I've read almost everything else like that he did before, like pre-Marvel or
yeah, Torso.
So you like his powers. Early stuff.
I like his early work.
Before he sold out. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say? In a
I can't say that I don't like his current work because I don't read it. I don't know.
You can't say that you like it either.
No. So
there we are.
Yeah.
Scotty's indifferent to it.
Damn. I'm like in a black hole of Bendis.
On the Scotty Young thumbs up, thumbs down scale, you just get a fist.
Yeah. Bitch.
next story. Dark Horse is auctioning off Dinner with Joss Whedon.
Poor Joss Whedon.
Jesus. Joss Whedon is teamed up with Dark Horse and eBay to offer fans a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down to a private dinner with Joss himself at the San Diego Comic-Con this year. Beginning July 2nd, fans will have the opportunity to bid on seats at his table, all for a worthwhile cause.
Oh, so it's not even just a one-on-one.
No, it looks like it'll be a whole table, so you can. Yeah,
no, that's nice. All right. That's nice.
Do you
and
remember
intimate.
That Buffy episode where everyone sang?
You talked to Joss Whedon before, right?
Yeah,
because you worked with him on the.
Well, I didn't work with him.
Oh no! That's
Josh. My friend Josh has worked with
Middleton.
Him.
That's right.
Has done stuff and. He's a comic guy. He likes him some comics. When you see Joss at a convention, he's not sitting behind a table.
He's digging.
He's out there digging in the crates. Digging in the crates like a DJ.
Find the old book.
So they're just going to have like a big... So it's really not...
It's a charity thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
so really you just get to be in the same room. So it'll be him, three guys from Dark Horse. They'll be talking, and everybody else will just be sitting at the table
staring. If I was at the table,
eating soup.
I would make sure that Joss Whedon remembers my name, no matter what it takes. If he won't talk to me, I'll be just really rude at the end, just so I could walk away. No, Joss Whedon will always remember
know who you
this
are.
Meal. As either, oh, that guy was
You'll
awesome,
never forget or, this, Whedon.
What was wrong with that one guy? You know, like what's wrong with that?
You'll be a con story
forever. Okay, let's dinner with this guy.
Let's go around and if we got the extreme pleasure
of
having an awesome convention dinner. Now maybe it's even convention food. That would be a bonus. A
nice hot dog.
But yeah, let's go around.
Wait
if we,
in line for a hot dog with who?
Yeah, the nice plasticky pizza. What would you ask Joss Whedon?
God,
Sal.
I don't even know. Did you ever get to see Sarah Michelle Gellar naked
while
you were filming, maybe?
I don't know. That's offensive.
You've got some shit going on, buddy.
I'm kidding.
What am I going to ask?
Do you like Buffy?
Yeah. You remember that episode?
What's yours? What's yours? Yours is done.
You had your chance.
Yeah, you had your chance.
Fuck that
dumb
up.
Dumb shit.
Damn it.
I would ask him if he'd want to listen to my pitch for a Lockheed miniseries.
Nice. Very
Tiny
nice.
It's about a dragon. You know
and you, Scotty, what would you
I
ask?
I would ask him why the fuck did he kill Anya off at the end of Buffy.
Spoilers! Oh.
At the end of Buffy season 7 on television. Because I liked her.
You're the
Which
scary
one. Was that?
One.
Yeah, I'd be the real guy. Like, I'd be the one in there really like, Joss.
Excuse me.
Remember 12 minutes and 53 seconds into episode 8 of season 7?
Xander's coat is obviously ripped on the left side.
Did he gain a little weight?
offend all the Buffy
Yeah,
fans.
I don't know that I'd have a whole lot to talk to. I mean, I don't know the man.
Watched Buffy and Angel, all seasons of both, maybe 5 or 6 times apiece.
I've seen him watching both at the same time.
Yeah,
looking for parallels.
Yeah. And I put headphones on, so the right ear is Angel, and the left ear is Buffy.
Wow,
it's wild.
That's awesome.
I live an exciting life.
I think you should maybe try and get one of these seats.
Watch out, Joss Whedon.
Watch out for Scott. Yeah. Visit ebay.com/Joss Whedon if you'd like to bid on that. So, next story: Hero Squared, the Giff and Mateus book from Boom Studios is coming to an end. They've announced that they will be finishing that series. They will actually have an end to it and everything. So I know some people may be very sad about that because it was one of the blah-ha-ha kind of Giff and Mateus books that was pretty funny. But they are going to be doing. an actual ending to the current series where it'll sort of wrap everything up and
murder finish. Suicide.
Yeah, and finish it off. Yeah. Something nice and sweet.
Sweet. Something nice and funny.
Yeah, nice uplifting. So there you go for you, Hero Squared fans.
I think Keith Giffen's too busy probably to work on it since he seems to have like 9,000 things going on.
Yeah, he doesn't write enough either.
Yeah, he's not doing enough stuff lately.
Comic books are taken up by about like 4 writers. It's like 300 books on the shelves.
Scotty is really one writer. God. The rest of them are just the method through which God writes his comics for us.
The tool that he's
the tool.
The word of God. That's why continuity.
I am only God's pen.
That's why continuity is so important. Because it's literally the word of God. Come down.
That's just starting to scare me a little bit tonight.
Sorry.
Marvel, there was sales numbers that came out for May from Diamond. And Marvel dominated the market. They're increased their market share to about 50% compared to DC coming in at about 33%.
That's healthy.
Good lord.
It's a healthy
but,
industry.
You know,
somebody walk away from that with a black fucking eye.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing, though, is if you look at DC's actual sales volume, it's increased every year. Mm-hmm. Over the last 4 years since the DO has taken over.
Yeah, you see that a lot of people, like, you know, the comparison of how much Marvel's selling to DC, and people be like, God, oh, DC's getting...
Their asses kicked, right.
DC wasn't selling nearly... it all depends on what sort of time frame you look at, like, if you look at 3 months compared to, what sales were 4 years ago, it's not bad.
Fallen Son, Death of Captain America was the number one book in May. Estimated sales of 169, almost 170,000.
I bought 80,000 of those.
Followed by...
They're going to be worth a lot.
Dark Tower, Gunslinger Born, and then Justice League of America coming in at number 3. And then the rest of the top 10 pretty much dominated. Yeah, Captain America, New Avengers.
All-Star Batman and Robin proving that you can go an entire year without an issue.
And
still sell over
100,000
copies. So,
pretty impressive. Also, in conjunction with that, graphic novel sales were up, grew 67% over sales from last year in May, reached a total dollar amount of $6 million. It was sort of a perfect storm of graphic novels that came out in May. Why the Last Man, Volume 9, Walking Dead, Volume 6, Civil War, Captain America, Civil War, Wolverine. The Civil War books have, like, just
keep
dominated.
Selling.
Yeah, they're just... Which is amazing to me, considering how many issues... I mean, they dominated the single issues, and then the trades are coming out, and they're just dominating
sales.
They're
also doing
too.
That thing where they're reprinting it, like, in order. You know, that
two-issue,
like, how many versions... They're gonna wring every
penny they can.
And good for them.
They're gonna make Civil War Pogs.
Civil War Pogs.
Yeah.
The angst of Captain America and Pog form.
It's gonna be blood and Captain America.
Clone Thor.
52 did crack. It was number 5. Mouse Guard was number 8.
Wow.
Yeah. Good for David Peterson on that one.
I'd love to see what numbers he did and what that book did. Because this is just direct
this
market.
This is just Diamond, yeah.
Yeah, this is just through Diamond. So in comic book shops, he sold 7,600 copies of this. I would love to see
how many
if he is fucking Uncle Scrooge swimming through gold coins.
From Borders and Directs.
A version of his board game out of like pure gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to pay.
He's going to show up in his gold dirigible.
Yeah, and we're just going to be like, wow.
He's going to drop a rope ladder made out of platinum.
Out of the top 10, 1, 2, 3... Out of the top 10 trades, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, half of them were Civil War trades. And then
that keeps on giving.
You had Why the Last Man, Walking Dead, 52, Mouse Guard, and The Boys, Volume 1.
Dirty.
I actually love that Walking Dead and Why take the top slots.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Well, those both are books, I think, that are sort of built for trade. You know what I mean? So I think neither one of those sell a tremendous amount of single issues.
They do decently. I think it sort of shows all the hand-wringing whenever you see like the numbers come out and people are like, oh, this book only sells 9,000. How can Vertigo keep selling it? Well, probably because...
Vertigo at this point just does single issues to pay creators.
To trick me.
Yeah.
To fool me.
To pay the creators because they bring in... And I'd love to see the bookstore orders on those two books.
Because yeah.
Those, I know any bookstore I've been in has every volume of Why.
Why and Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I've bought every volume twice on accident.
I have.
They just hand them to you at the store. they love Vertigo.
Take this home with you.
You want some candy?
But trade sales are up through Diamond, and yeah, it would be interesting to see what the bookstore sales would be on these books. Yeah. But unfortunately, not yet. Next story, Arvid Nelson is going to be writing a 3-issue run of JSA Classified. Arvid is the writer on Rex Mundi, which is one of my favorite books.
Is it good? And
yeah, it is. It's very well done. It's not for everybody. It's sort of a historical.
Dense at times.
Yeah, it's very dense. It's sort of a historical fiction piece set in, ancient. Yeah, I don't know that you would really.
Scotty, it has maps.
Yeah, it does have maps.
I'm in.
It's got maps.
I'm like, is it good? Well, I don't know, because it's like, if you like math, algebra's good.
It's got maps, though.
It's not necessarily, but he's a good writer, and I just thought it was kind of interesting. But he's doing a story about Mr. Horrific. And it's sort of like when the JSA was fighting in World War II, this story is going to be connected to like previous stories in some strange way.
Now I'm going to have to go back and change my JSA 101 to reflect this.
They're retconning, I think.
God,
the special edition.
So that's going to start with issue 29, and I really like the JSA Classified stuff that's been coming out of late. It's been good, short little arcs.
They're cool because if you like a certain character, like I like Wildcat, and I don't usually get it, but there's a 2-issue Wildcat story. You pick it up, and usually because these writers are obviously pitching these very specific characters, you're going to get really interesting stories about that character.
Right.
You know, as opposed to if you see him in a giant team book, you may not get, all that Wildcat.
All the Wildcat you need.
I could read Wildcat stories all the time.
He's a boxer.
I know.
next,
the sportsmaster.
Next one has a bit of a local connection. Law Squad, the DDP book, is, according to Hollywood Reporter, getting assigned a writer and director. Stephen St. Ledger, I guess, and James Mather have been assigned the tasks of writer and director for the Law Squad film. And congratulations, Devil Dude. Josh and those guys over there. It's good
to
see.
If you like Hellboy.
Lost
If you like Hellboy, you should buy it.
You should buy it.
Hellboy.
Hellboy.
If you like movies like the Fantastic Four 2,
you might be retarded. I saw Neil Gaiman is on the set of Hellboy 2.
Yeah.
And his daughter's like posting all sorts of behind the scenes pictures from the film.
Is she in trouble?
I don't know, but I think she's gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, she got sued.
She got killed.
But she's like standing next to Abe Sapien, and he looks like a Halloween costume. I mean, it looks like a cheap. I'm like, how
does it's the magic of movie?
It must be. I don't know. Next story. Mattel has been named the official toy maker of DC Comics.
Yes!
Wow!
This announcement was made during this year's licensing show.
I bet people get wasted at that one.
They were announced that they were the global master toy licensee for both Speed Racer and The Dark Knight, Warner Brothers' two major genre films coming next summer. And this will continue the relationship between the companies that began with the Harry Potter film franchise and has included Batman Begins, Superman Returns, blah, 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 blah. The new deal, however, covers everything in the DC Comics library, past and future films and animated properties.
Oh, finally, we get those Exterminator figures we've been waiting for.
Well, here's the Variety is reporting that Mattel is looking to create a DC Superheroes branded section in toy aisles, with DC-themed tie-ins to Mattel's other properties such as Hot Wheels, Ratica, Fisher-Price, Tyco, and Mattel Games.
Yes.
I swear to God, if they give the Flash a car, I'll be pissed.
You know what's happening?
Pointless.
I used to have a motorcycle.
When I was little, I had the Mattel Hot Wheels Hulk minivan.
Yeah, just what he needs.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
So I look for a ton of new toys from Mattel, and I don't know. Hey, anything to promote comics, I guess. Make some cash.
I really almost caved in and bought a bunch of the old 80s DC superpowers figures, because I used to have them all when I was a kid, but I destroyed them. And someone was selling them for super cheap on eBay.
The ones where the arms move?
Yeah, and for a second, I was like, I was just about to click on bid, and I was like, when I show up at my apartment with, like, my Hall of Justice carrying case, Who is that? That's Hawkman.
Yeah, you're so nice. Kicked out.
Yeah. You know, you can't have toys.
Get the fuck out of here.
She was a little weirded out that I bought a 70s like Pepsi promotional flash glass from like Burger King. Back when they used to give you real glasses, yeah. You know, like real. Mm. And she's like, oh, what is that? It's like a flash glass. She's like, are you going to drink out of it? I'm like, no, because if I wash it, the paint will come off. This is just for show.
Are you going to drink out of that?
And he just hits her in the face.
Yeah. Bow! Are you insane?
Why?
Shut up!
Don't even mention
how
any
could
liquid
you even
getting
ask
there.
Me that question.
I'm putting this in the basement where no light can touch it.
I can buy any of that stuff and just say it's for the kids. And
you know,
not
Tom's
going to
go home tonight
it.
And she's going to be on the couch fucking blasted, drinking out of his flash cup. What up?
Whiskey.
Tom?
No, I'll never get that out.
What up, comic
I'll never get
boy.
The smell of Jack Daniels out of the flash.
I'm allowed to have flash stuff, I think.
That's
because
it.
I've expressed the fact that I really like the flash.
She accepts your man crush with flash. Your flash.
It's not a. You can't have a man crush on a fictional character. You can enjoy their stories.
Okay. If you need to
and
tell her
their
that.
And Hot Wheels car.
Yeah. And
you can
Burger
enjoy that.
King
and
Pepsi
motorcycles.
Glasses.
I hate that.
Well, he'll
flash
get a
motorcycle.
Maybe he might
stupid.
Get a Vespa.
That is stupid.
Oh, that would be good.
Slower than a motorcycle.
That's pretty much all the news that was in this week. I did. I thought we could talk a little bit about, and this is spoiling Sinestro Corps, but I thought it was an interesting turn of events for Kyle Rayner this week in the new Sinestro Corps special, turning into. And like I said, spoilers. I'm going to spoil it here, so if you haven't read it. Shut up. Yeah. Shut your ears.
Shut up, Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty, this is probably not going to interest you much, but Kyle Rayner.
What did you just say? There's some book, the what?
Sinestro Corps.
Oh, yeah, that's
for super nerds.
Sinestro Corps.
Poor Kyle's the new Parallax.
Yeah, but it won't last.
No, you figure. No. They think they're going to kill him, or he'll just redeem himself at some point?
He'll just redeem himself as it makes more sense. I love the outrage of, like. Because, you know, no matter what character something happens to, there's always, like, 10 people who are like,
oh.
I'm the biggest. God. Oh, man, I can't believe you did
metamorpho,
that.
Metamorpho, no.
No, there's always someone who's like, I have a metamorpho tattoo all over my torso. I can't
exactly.
believe you killed him.
It's at least one
don't
out
get,
there.
Yeah, don't, I saw a lot of people that were like, oh, God, I can't believe they did this to him. As if anything that happens in comics ever stays that way, like, longer than... You know, for 2 years.
Yeah, at the most, but...
It's interesting. I really liked... I thought it was a really good... that might be my top of the stack, but I'm not sure.
Sinestro?
Yeah. The thing you just said about the way that things stick around, I sort of got... I think I just saw a news article on one of the news sites this week that actually says... It's been 2 months and Cap's still dead. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're actually patting ourselves on the back for, like, maintaining a story for 2 whole months.
He's not dead.
Oh, my God,
high
he's
level
still
of integrity.
Dead.
It's, we're, you know.
Oh, give me five.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was one of those, you know, when they kill off a character. I mean, I think it's ever since Superman, you know, the death of Superman. It's like ever since then. It's all just, you know, when is the other shoe going to drop? Everybody right. knows that, you know, it's like if they would have killed Superman and never brought him back and he was dead and that was it, then, you know, there's a sort of worry. You know, there's an actual believability that, oh, if somebody dies, right. they may never come back. You may never see them again.
Well, but if they brought Captain America back with a really cool pair of sunglasses. Like the Krypton Superman that came back, right?
Nice
it was just Superman.
Mullet,
but he had yellow.
Well, you had robot Superman.
You had cool Modi sunglasses.
You had young
on.
Superman. You yeah. had
the
steel.
The electric blue and the electric red. And
that was later. That was after
later.
They were all
that
gone.
That was Grant Morrison. I was
yeah. yeah.
But, God, now what was I going to say?
Steel. You had steel.
Steel. You had here. Black Superman. Yeah. Eradicator.
Superboy.
We mentioned.
Yeah. Cool Modi sunglasses, whichever one that one was. Captain America needs to come back like that.
Well, it's like, you're never going to kill, because the people who are writing it don't own it. You know,
right.
You're never going to kill anything permanently. It's just,
yeah,
you get over it.
And with Cap, I mean, it's like everybody knows that he's eventually going to come back. It's just a matter of when.
I hope they kill
Kyle,
though.
But don't worry. You hope they kill Kyle? Yeah. You don't like Kyle?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd care either
way. I just
way.
Outraged
like,
people.
Oh, yeah. People
they're
are
like,
he's the
Kyle!
Best one!
He's Who's Kyle? Come on, guys.
Kyle Rayner.
He's the guy
he took
that
over
they...
after Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan was like,
okay.
Not the original Green Lantern, but like...
he was the Green Lantern for a very long time, yeah, and then they decided to get rid of him, so they had a story where he went insane and killed a bunch of people, which was sort of ridiculous, and then Kyle Rayner was Green Lantern, and they decided that having an entire universe filled with cool aliens with magical rings was boring, so they got rid of all of them.
And he was
one
the
dude
only.
On Earth is going to be sweet.
Which one's the dick?
That's Guy Gardner. Yeah. You like him, don't you?
I always like people that draw him with get flipping the bird.
I could see you playing Guy Gardner in a movie.
I'll do it.
You gotta get a bowl cut.
Yeah, I'll get an awesome bowl cut.
And a turtleneck. You have to wear a turtleneck all the time.
A white turtleneck.
I'll shave.
Yeah.
I'll put
a
turtleneck
white belt,
on. And I'll just fly around the whole movie in my gay suit going, fuck you, mother frickers.
I don't know if that captures the true essence of Guy. Just that. It's close, but.
Yeah, I guess I'll really have to study the character.
YouTube would be a good opportunity for you to put out some of your Guy Gardner
films. I could put my reel on there, my demo reel.
Turn.
All right, that's comic book, wire to wire comic book news.
Yeah, why not?
That's about it. Now it is time.
We're blazing through this one.
Yeah,
Future Stacks.
Wow.
The hits of tomorrow, today.
It's time for Top of the Stack.
Top of the Stack.
That's right, Top of the Stack, our chance to tell you what we've been reading. Tom, why don't you start us off as usual?
That's pretty usual. It was hard because it was the obvious choice, and because I'm a contrarian, I want to be like, I'm a rugged individualist.
Rebel.
I don't want to follow how everyone else is thinking. But I picked Green Lantern, the Sinestro Corps, special number one. Yeah, it was. It's oversized. It's also overpriced. Well, not overpriced.
Oversized.
It's more expensive. It's like $4.99 for like a 64-page.
Well, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Triple size, double price. That's not so bad.
I'd get a Subway sub.
Double meat?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Mm.
Yeah, Scotty, let me ask you after you eat which one.
Oh, I don't know. I might get a sandwich for later.
Yeah.
I'm going to get hungry again.
I only have $7 left.
I only have. It was, for those who haven't been reading Green Lantern, it's sort of a culmination of like various story points that have been brought up in Green Lantern Corps, where it seems like sort of an obvious idea, where, you know, you have the good guys with their magical green rings. They decided to give the bad guys magical yellow rings and then make them all like crazy looking ugly creatures. I have to give credit to Vance Skyver for the designs of the aliens he made, because it's not just the ones that they did the backup stories on. There's one that I'll show this to you in a second, who seems to be some sort of robot whose head is filled with babies. That like totally freaked me out, and I was reading it and I was just like, it scared me. I was like, oh god,
that's
really horrible. That's a really horrible alien. And then it made me think, what sort of guy
comes up
around
with
that? Like, I need one more.
Have you ever seen Ethan?
Only from a distance.
Yeah.
Through a telescope.
Doesn't look like the guy who would come up with that
fucked up shit.
Yeah. That did strike me, that one page where like they show the bulk of the bad guys. Yeah, it's like none of them looked. Well, there was like one dude who kind of looked normal, but even he didn't even.
He was bald with a huge beard.
Yeah. It was like, and everything else is just like this most sinister,
evil, creepy looking.
Yeah, thing you could imagine.
There's been a lot of like interviews online too with Geoff Johns, who wrote it, and Ethan Van Sciver, where they sort of compare this. If you like the Green Lantern Rebirth book, that was sort of Star Wars, and this is sort of Empire Strikes Back, because the bad guys, definitely at the end of it are on top.
Yeah.
By far.
It's like Green Lantern after birth.
God Lord. This is disgusting.
Right, sorry.
Babies.
Totally.
That
is stuff.
Sorry. It was.
But it was.
I thought it was fitting.
It was well written in the sense that very rarely do you see all of the various Green Lanterns
interact
all at the same time with each other. And I think Geoff Johns writes that very well. And I think Van Sciver, what he did when he did Rebirth and like making each sort of Green Lantern individual and how they look and how their powers work. And you can even see it with like sort of your extras. Mm-hmm. They all have a different way of when they fly, like there's different, shapes around them,
right.
Reflecting whatever the personality is. So there's a lot of tremendous detail in this story, and there's also
So he ends up in like a huge space fight, which is just kind of, you know, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's comic books. Yeah. And what's cooler than a bunch of aliens like shooting at each other in space? I mean, that's what people read comics for.
Sure.
So it was, it also had a really good backup story of Sinestro and Hal Jordan meeting with Dave Gibbons doing the art and Geoff Johns writing. So
yeah.
It was probably the most satisfying book I've read in quite a while. Mm. Also because, unlike a lot of other things that have come out lately, it wasn't overly hyped. Like, you heard stuff about it, but it wasn't,
They laid it, like you said, in the regular Green Lantern book and the Green Lantern Core that was sort of building up to it, but otherwise...
It wasn't like, there's not going to be, like, tie-ins to Teen Titans.
Yeah, there's
like
no banner. There's no Sinestro Corps banner going
that's
going
to be going over all the books. So it was, I mean, for a book that you knew was coming, it was played kind of low, but it ended up being pretty exciting. And, you know, it has quite the end. The last page is quite the reveal.
That was the one thing I took from it was... More than a lot of books that I've read is this group of characters that they've created, that Johns created on the Sinestro Corps. It's like they're going to be around for a long time.
I mean,
it's something that's going to be part
of
the
cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. And the other thing was, like, at the end of that, you know, that last page is just the one thought that went through my head is the Green Lanterns are fucked.
They're all going to die.
They're screwed.
Someone's going to die. Yeah. So I hope it's not Guy. I like Guy.
Oh, yeah, that would kind of suck.
And you can't kill Jon Stewart.
Yeah, can't kill him.
Black Goliath just died recently, so...
Yeah, he would have...
You can't have him getting shot through the chest. That'll be the one super white Sinestro core member.
He's an albino.
Yeah, that'll be nice, just like the clone, the Aryan clone Thor shooting a hole through Black Goliath's chest. It'll be some nice, neat, angry undertones.
Very good, very
but,
good.
But, yeah, that was my pick of the week.
All right. Yeah. Scotty, how about you?
Can I talk about two things?
Since Chris isn't here.
One's going to be really quick. I started reading Trans Metropolitan, another book that I slept on for a long time and didn't read. I picked it up. I didn't really know what to expect. Everybody, you know, like everybody's, you got to read it. It's crazy. I read the first trade, and I really was like, where have you been all my life? I love the tone of...
Casey, move out of the house.
Yeah, get out. I found
a new lover.
I found someone new to share my bed. I loved at the beginning when he's all Alan Moore'd out, living in the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And shooting his little Han Solo gun at the phone and stuff like that. Like, it just the tone and the attitude of it.
Yeah.
I loved that. I love the tone of it, where it's...
Mm-hmm. It's very Hunter S. Thompson-esque.
Yeah, very kind of hardcore and funny and things like that. So I read through that. I really enjoyed it. I started the second trade. I haven't gotten very far into that, but I feel that it's...
The honeymoon's over?
A little bit. So I'm going to still go through.
Now he's on the phone with
you're
Casey.
Already,
honey,
like,
can you
you're
come
already
back?
Like looking at other trades when you go into the store.
Yeah, like, no, I really like you. Hold on. Oh, and I'm going to just pick up why. But... I couldn't figure out if I was just tired or if it was just boring me, because I was like, why can't I get past this page? So I'm gonna still read it, but so that's I'll give that like a little. That's not top of this; it's right under the top, but
bubbling beneath.
I just finished.
String.
I read the eighth trade of Y, The Last Man.
Yeah,
and I've been telling people to ask me what I thought about it, and I said, you know, I really enjoy the book so far. But seven trades in, I'm starting to feel like, you know, the little the little adventures along the way, while good, I'm starting to feel like, okay, the adventures are fun and all, but now I really want some information. I want some action. I want something to
start. Loss syndrome.
I want something to start happening, right? Yeah, like,
there's got to be at least one other dude.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
Well, I, you know,
this fucking monkey.
You feel like going through it after a while, you're like, you go on these adventures to help develop the characters.
Right.
And after maybe four trades, I was like, oh, they're developed.
You
I got them.
See something happen.
Yeah. Now I need some info. And then I got, like three more trades of, you know, I'm another woman group. La, 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 la. I'm a cowboy. I'm
that's how you read it, isn't it? You read it out loud in a woman's voice whenever a female character speaks.
Right. So I read
Amazon.
I read number
Hi,
eight.
I'm a woman's group. Hi.
Hello, everybody. But eight, right as I was saying this, I got 8 and read through it and went, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Fine, you know, stuff started to kick into gear. You know, they were in Japan.
Maybe it was part of a plan.
And there was ninjas.
Ooh, gutting, ninjas are always good.
Did Bendis write it?
What? No.
There's ninjas involved.
It's got to be Bendis.
But yeah, I was pleased that it finally started to amp up a little bit, and it started to drop. Not that you got any real information, but you got finally got at least people going, guess what? You're gonna find out what happens, right? Like, so I'm still not like I still have no clue what's gonna happen, but at least there's starting to lead towards like, oh, this wasn't a plague. You know, it's starting to get a little different. So I read through that and I started 9, but 8. Because it kicked in the gear finally is my top of the stack. Why The Last Man?
Why?
And you know what? I think Pia Guerrera. Yeah. Usually, I always feel like if I'm on something too long, my art will start to, because you just get used to it.
Yeah,
you get
I've
a little complacent.
That. I've noticed that.
It only takes me about 5 pages into my first book.
By the end, it's
the art
just
starts
stick
to change. Yeah,
just a stick figure.
Right. But she has. Every trade that I've read gets better. Not that she was ever bad, but you could just see that. Yeah, she's grown as an artist. The colors get so much better.
Well, does she do anything? I mean, I don't know enough about her career. Does she work on any other books? Does she do anything?
It's been pretty timely, so it's. I mean,
that's probably yeah. And whoever the cover artist who took over after J.G. Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know the name.
I don't know.
Awesome covers. It was like painter, like digital painting
ooh,
stuff.
Ooh,
it's so fancy and technological.
Is it Alex Ross?
iconic. Were they iconic?
Were they
iconic covers? So you will never forget.
So that's mine. What's yours, Sal?
Mine is The Tick, the 20th anniversary.
Boo! Stupid head.
Well, you know, The Tick is not. It's not certainly not a highbrow. Intellectual
we only
read.
Demand.
It's,
well,
it's
I picked
silly.
Green Lantern
yeah.
course.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Green Lantern Sinestro course. Like, we're not picking Shakespeare.
But I've always liked the character of the Tick. I always thought it was just funny. And this is it's only the 20th. The book's been around for 10 years, but it's only like the 20th issue.
This is a new issue though that came
this
out.
This is a new one, and okay. It's a 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary. Sorry.
So it's been around 10 years, and this is
no,
the 20th anniversary.
No, I'm sorry. It's been around 20 years.
Your math is crazy.
1987? What?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
long is...
Yeah, 20 years. It's been around 20 years.
And this is its 200th issue. 20th? 10th?
I think it's
you have
20th.
Screwed this up. You're
sorry.
Like, anyway. It's been around 10 years. This is the 20th issue.
Is this
it's the
first
20th
issue?
Anniversary.
It's the 20th anniversary issue. I don't know what number it is. I think it's number 20, but anyway. And it's like a 64-page book, and it's a lot of short 1- and 2-page stories by a bunch of different cartoonists and artists and stuff, including like Fred Hembeck did a 2-page story in it. And,
I love Fred Hembeck.
Well, there you go. And it featured Betty and Daphne and the other chick, the blonde girl from Scooby-Doo with
only,
the Tick.
Daphne is the blonde
what's
one.
The
it's a Daphne
Velma.
Sorry,
I only had eyes for Velma.
But a bunch
hot
of
dirty the glasses.
A bunch of different artists contributed to it, including there's a couple of new pages from Ben Edlund. I think is how you say his name.
Sounds good to me.
There you go. But you know, The Tick is just sort of funny and kind of bizarre and weird, and if you've never read The Tick or seen the cartoon or the live action show that was around for a little while, The Tick is sort of a superhero, but he's kind of insane. Where his ideal of what a superhero should be and what he actually does in the real world are kind of two different things, and he often gets in more trouble and has to be saved. It's a comedic book.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not a serious world at all.
It's not a serious world.
Does anyone die?
And, I don't think so. I don't know.
Does anybody get in fight over politics?
I don't think. Maybe. I don't think you see much of it. But this, like I said, if you're a Tick fan, it was just kind of neat to see a lot of different artists. And it even included an Arthur Soydum zombified Tick cover.
Was it sexed up?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it did look a little...
Outrage.
There was a bit of a look in his eye.
Outrage.
But
he's doing Spider-Man's laundry.
But you know, the ticket's just something I've always kind of liked. The book, it's just always funny, and this was a little treat for longtime Tick fans. I think.
I love the cartoon.
Oh, yeah, the cartoon was fantastic.
So good.
So good.
So good. Live action show.
Cartoon's actually coming out on DVD. Ooh. I think it's already out. Just came out.
Oh no, the show's out.
Get it on Netflix.
The first season of the anime just came out, I think, and then the second one's coming out pretty soon.
Are you fishing for sponsors over there?
Who, me?
Netflix.
Get it on Netflix. Netflix.com.
No, I just like them.
But
I use their service.
Me too.
Billy Tucci did a story in it. There were a ton of different artists that did stuff in it. Bill Sienkiewicz.
Ooh, I like him.
I think he did a cover.
George Suarez?
No, he was the publisher.
Scott Shaw.
Well, anyway, the Tick number 20, or the 20th. Terry Moore did one.
20th. The newest issue of the Tick.
I don't know what.
Just go buy the Tick. Any of them.
Only,
just do it.
I think it is only like issue number 20. I think there's only been.
Go into your store and ask for the newest issue of the Tick. So just the 20th anniversary.
All right. Well,
just ask for the newest issue.
Yeah. And maybe you'll like it.
And pay for it and then leave.
So there. Make sure you pay for it.
Make sure you pay for it.
All right. That's it. That's our top of the stack. And now it's time for new comics that are coming out next week.
Future Stacks!
Yeah, we're not going to get away from that fucking
I love how you actually tried to rename it just there on the fly.
Yeah, I know.
Now it's time for comics that are going to come out next week or the week after and maybe some trades as well.
The acronym is Future Stacks.
Future Stacks. I'm going to have to do a musical intro for Future Stacks. No,
it's your chance to look into the future.
Thanks. Yeah.
Let's see what you'll be enjoying next week.
Here's some stuff that's coming out next week. This isn't a complete list by any means. It's just,
called a future.
It's just a few things that I picked out to kind of highlight. Action Comics 851, Jeff Johns, Richard Donner. It's the final part four of the Last Son story.
It's not the final part. It's the next part, and then
the
final part comes out in a special issue that'll come out
later.
Someday.
Yeah,
but it comes in the future.
It comes with a 3D section. That's
it's going to have a 3D.
It's going to have a 3D.
Yeah, it's got a 3D portion. Is it going to come with glasses?
No, it's got a 3D variant.
You have to buy your own. You have to make your own glasses
out of like
whatever.
Ruby.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. DC Comics, Warner Brothers doesn't care.
All new Adam number 13, just because Mike Norton's drawn it. And
yeah, of course.
We like,
it's also very good.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah absolutely.
Book.
But I just wanted to mention it. And it's continuing the search for Ray Palmer.
We need to find him.
All-Star Superman number 8. I know
yes.
We both enjoyed that book a lot. And,
I love that book.
I will try to enjoy it when the trade comes out.
It's hard.
Because I'm anti, what do you kids call these?
Single issues.
What else?
Periodicals.
There's another name.
Floppies.
Yeah, that's the cool
singles,
new thing to say. And where did that floppies come from?
My dad used it first in the late 70s. So every time someone on a podcast says it, they're actually supposed to send my dad money.
A nickel.
One nickel.
One nickel.
I'm anti-floppy.
Anti-floppy.
Well, I look forward to this.
Yeah, Bizarro World, more Bizarro World. The All-Star Superman's just been awesome. I love that book. I actually just bought the hardcover, even though I had all the single issues.
Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't help
myself. Answer me this.
Yes.
Riddle me this.
Answer me this. I'm not talking about a riddle. I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Ask away.
How many, is this just like an ongoing thing, or is it a set number of issues?
They haven't set a number of when it's going to end or anything.
No, I believe the first 12 have sort of an overall theme.
Right.
That they're sort of also kind of, they're loosely tied together, and some of them work as like single issues, and
right,
some have callbacks to other stuff that
previous
happens in the past. But it comes out, it comes out sort of bi-monthly or whenever it comes out. I've loved it so far.
Me
so
too.
I'm looking forward to this quite
it's
a bit.
It's good stuff. Black Canary number 1, Tony Bedard art and with a cover, or written by Tony Bedard, art and cover by Paulo Siqueira and Hamilton Santos. This is the four-issue miniseries of Black Canary.
Are you going to pick it up?
I don't know.
That guy's art's pretty sweet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, I've never just really been a Black Canary fan for whatever reason.
Interesting.
Don't know.
Yeah. Misogynist.
Does that say something? Yeah. Does that to speak to my sort
you
of
hate
hatred?
Females.
Yeah.
I can't listen to bands if a girl's the singer.
No.
Because
I can't
lip-sync
to them in the mirror.
I lip-sync all the time. No, it's just her. I don't know. I don't really identify with her character.
Do you think in the future you'll read this 1 week from now?
I may.
Let's call. Remember, everyone, place your bets on whether Sal will read this.
I'll wait. I'll wait and see if it's any good.
All right.
Exterminators number 19. Simon Oliver, Derek Robertson, John Lucas, covered by Tony Moore.
Art by Derek Robertson.
And it's a new arc.
By Premier Penciler.
Yeah.
It says Premier Penciler.
He knows how to get that dirt and bugs and rats and...
crap.
When's Tony Moore going to come back, though?
I don't know. He's going to be doing Fear Agent now, so...
Dark Horse.
Tony, I think, can only do, like, one book... because he's, you know, he does a lot of detail on this stuff, so
just
it takes a little time. I don't know. I'm not sure. But this is the start of a new arc, so I thought if you hadn't read it yet, it might be a good chance to pick up this series. It's really good. Faker number one. This is a Vertigo series by Mike Carey and Jock.
Jock draws a million books.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
And he's awesome.
I have him chained up in my storage room.
He's chained to it.
He's like furnace. The Gimp.
Get the Gimp out. Draw me one more issue of Loners that I write.
But he's doing the Green Arrow book as well, right?
And that's bi-weekly.
He's a beast.
He must be done with it. I mean,
finished it. And
maybe he floats pencils with his mind, so he can draw like a million books at once.
Or he goes to bed and he wakes up in the morning and elves have done the penciling for him.
Maybe. Maybe. Or he created an awesome mechanical arm situation where he can type into keys, and all night these things just switch around the table and draw books for him. Or the elf thing.
Or maybe he's just a talented artist. If you're listening, Jack, come tell us.
Yeah, come tell us. He flies in with his fairy wings.
I am but a fairy. Shut up.
What would happen is all of a sudden one of our blank pieces of paper would have a drawing would start to appear of Jock, and then he'd climb up through the paper.
Wow. You guys have created a...
We just came up with four Grant Morrison miniseries.
Well, you know, it has to be something crazy like that, because first of all, his name is Jock, right? So it can't just be normal human stuff. It has to be some kind of fantasy
robot.
Shit going on.
How many books could you do in like a month? Could you do more than
probably about 10?
10 books a month. Wow. No. Is that with your mind? Is that with your mind powers?
Yeah. You know what? One.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just do really, really crappy ones, maybe two, but.
But you don't want to.
Have you ever seen two Scotty Young books come out in one
month? No.
Go away. Just back away from the shelf.
Not going to be good.
Yeah.
We also have The Astounding Wolfman, number two. Robert Kirkman and Jason Howard.
Did you like the first one?
I did like it. I kind of was hoping it was going in a little bit of a different direction.
Yeah.
And it still may go in the direction that I wanted, but I kind of wanted more of I don't want to say retro, but an older feel to it, sort of like a more of a classic.
You want your grandpa's werewolf.
Yeah, exactly. I do.
What you got was your son's werewolf.
I guess so. But I did like it. I mean, you know, it was good. And the art was good. And I know, as we'll find out later, Jason, the artist, listens to our show.
Oh, really?
He does.
Oh,
so.
Thank God it is. Right
no kidding.
I bought that.
Fucking ugly
didn't
book.
Didn't you do that Sasquatch book?
With Joshua Falkov. Yeah. Fialkov.
Was that him?
It may have been.
I'm sorry.
It may have been.
Now that he listens, I should know.
Damn
God.
It.
God. All right.
Thor number one. J. Michael Straczynski, Oliver Kopiel.
Don't yawn into the microphone.
Yeah. Are you getting tired there, buddy?
Oh, God.
Right. Need a...
Would you like me to go get you a sandwich?
Why don't you
from
talk
Subway?
About the future books, man?
Future stacks.
Just
all
shut
right,
up.
Now we got trades. There's more, a bunch of trades coming out. Amazing Transformations of Jimmy Olsen, the trade paperback.
It's going to become Turtle Boy.
Drawn by Jock.
No, this is collection of a ton of the old Jimmy Olsen stuff.
He's turning into different stuff all the time.
Like?
Elasticlad, Turtle Boy, Porcupine.
Poor Jimmy.
Yeah, he cross-dressed. I don't think that was a superpower. I think
the Wolfman of Metropolis.
Yeah, he often was wearing women's clothing.
$14.99 for that one. Outsiders Volume 6, $14.99, collects Outsiders 42 through 46 and Annual Number 1. Gen 13, this is the new series, Gail Simone, Talent Caldwell.
Yeah.
This is the Volume 1, I believe.
For as much as I like Gail Simone, I have not tried this.
So I read the first few, Yeah. It's sort of a teen, you know, kind of a teen book thing.
I can't identify with teenagers anymore.
I'm too old.
Yeah. I loved it when it first came, with like the old.
Well, you were younger.
Yeah, I was right there, man.
You would like, understand.
Spoke to me, because I set myself on fire, too.
Cool.
And you like, didn't fit in. And you didn't fit in.
You know what, though? But
you're an outsider,
thing, right?
Kind of a loner.
This is what I really gravitated towards this book because it, Gen 13 back in the day, because it had a character who, he kind of looks alternative, right? Like he listens to Nirvana, and his name was Grunge, right? He wore plaid, you know,
it was very
flannel
subtle,
shirt.
Very subtle. Yeah, subtle.
He wore plaid.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm grungy, because I listen to alternative grunge
music.
Was
his power to drown people in tears?
I don't even know what his power was.
Yeah. Bore them to death. We also have the from Vertigo, the Silverfish hardcover from David Lampham. It's a new. I don't know. Did this come out? This is original hardcover, right? This
yes.
isn't a
yes, it's
series
original.
That came out before. Okay, so I know there's a lot of Lampham fans waiting on that one. Full Frontal Nerdity, Volume 1 from Do Gooder Press. This is a. I believe this was a webcomic that's finally being collected into a 128-page tome. It's basically like a newer Knights of the Dinner Table kind of thing. Yeah. It's gamers and gamer geek culture.
Gamer
kind of
humor.
Thing, so. But it's being collected.
Scotty, are you going to be picking this up?
You're a gamer, right?
No.
You like
you
to
enjoy
roll the
games.
Dice, roll the bones?
No, I can't play with
roll
that.
Roll them bones, plus 20.
I can't get down with this stuff.
Scotty has a plus 10 charisma.
Yeah, I only buy real games. I don't buy stuff about games.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Whoa, sorry.
I'm kidding.
Jeez.
I might buy it.
So if you bought Yahtzee, you would not buy like a refresher
about Yahtzee
no. culture.
I think that is
what about like
fucking hateful.
What about Risk culture? Like Risk gamers in their
no,
lives?
No, because I live the culture, baby. Well, I don't need to read about it.
What if it was about you? Maybe we should start a...
Listen,
all right.
Why are you fucking with me, man?
I said
I would not do it.
Let's do a Risk blog.
I'm just trying to tell you what I think about the...
There's no wrong answer. Collected Normal Man trade paperback. This is Jim Valentino's stuff from way back when. They're finally collecting that, so it's $20. It's 432 pages, so for $20 if you're
wow.
a Normal Man fan.
You like normal people. Are you going to buy this, Sal?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I might. I don't know.
I've lived
won't.
It.
I'm,
you,
I'm
I've
not
lived normal, baby.
Yeah.
Common Foe trade paperback. This is Keith Giffen and Shannon Eric Denton.
Ooh, have fun with this name.
Yeah, and art with Jean-Jacques Zielowski
and
Federico Dallucini.
Good old JJD and
Effie. Good old
This is a collection of stuff that came out a long time ago, too. So they seem to be pumping out, like, collections of stuff that came out a long... Hopefully, I wish Marvel and DC would jump on that kind of bandwagon and,
yeah.
and print more stuff.
Put
that came
Generation
out.
X and trade paperback form.
There you go. See, that
form.
Kind of stuff.
Form.
Format. Format that form.
Put it in that form, Johnny Five.
Invincible Volume 8 coming out,
I love
which
Ryan
collects Invincible 36 through 41.
Good stories in that.
I'm not up to that one yet. I gotta catch
Ryan
up.
Ryan Ottley's awesome.
He is awesome.
He
you know, I was on his. I went to his blog or his webpage mm-hmm. from
you
your site.
Yeah. Did you see a Superman zombie today?
I didn't see that, but I saw his Hulk stuff. And yeah. after seeing, it, I'm like, wow, I really want him to draw a Hulk story.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He does a kick ass. Just the character. I mean, it
really
it's
expressive.
Real, yeah,
like,
and it just
yeah.
like it looks like a crazy. Monstrous thing
yeah.
that would just, you know, yeah.
It was awesome.
Weird.
I was so angry, and then when I looked at it, it's like his Hulk absorbed all my anger. and I was healed.
And it was only happy,
Yeah, oddly, it's Hulk. I was like, that's me, and I'm looking in a mirror, but now I'm okay.
True Story, Swear to God, Volume 1 is coming out from Image, $14.99. This is Tom Bedlin's. Tom Bolan's sort of semi-autobiographical webcomic. That is finally being collected. So I've heard a lot of good things. I've never read it. I don't know. Have you ever checked it out?
I've heard good things.
I have too. Essential Defenders Volume 3 from Marvel, collecting 31 through 60 in Annual Number 1.
All the weird Defender stories.
Yes. Son of Satan versus the Sons of the Serpent.
Oh, look what
good
you added last.
Invaders Classic Volume 1.
Of course.
Oh, I'll be picking that up. Roy Thomas, Frank Robbins, Rich Roll, a bunch of great artists on that. Yeah, that's coming out.
Roy Thomas has like a stranglehold on World War II.
Yeah. Get ready for, you know, buy this so you get primed for when they come out with that Invader series.
You should write that Invader series.
I don't know if I, I don't think I could do that, but you never know. If they don't come out with one in the next 2 years, then I'm going to write it.
Fan fiction is almost as good.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's it. So that's all the stuff that's coming out next week, and that's pretty much the show. Man, we like burned.
We got listener emails.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. We do have listener emails.
We do have other stuff to do. Yeah. That's why I'm the host.
Sorry. Yeah. Thank God you're here, Tom. Yeah. Otherwise,
let's get to it.
What do we have to do next, Tom?
This is from Brian Baugh. I am a regular listener to the show and had an idea. I thought I might toss at you for a good episode / discussion subject. You guys are always talking about guys whose girlfriends or wives refuse to read comics. Why not do a whole episode where you bring in three or four women who refuse to read comics and get them to discuss their reasons? Just an idea.
If I could get convince three or four women to do anything, I wouldn't be here on a Friday night.
I was going to say we'd have to kidnap them. Because, and I was saying this earlier, though I think probably tell me if I'm wrong, Katie, the only thing worse, more boring to you than the idea of reading comic books would be discussing why you don't read.
Because here's what it would be, right? Because we think it's this big, deep thing.
Is your name Katie?
Shut up. The big we think that it'd be this big thing. And they'd basically go,
shut up.
So, female X, why would...
I'd call them by their first name.
I'm just saying, it's an ex-female. Casey, we'll say okay. Casey. Casey, why don't you read comics? Because they're stupid.
Well, that's not an answer.
Why isn't it? They'll...
Katie, come here. Come in here and sit down for a second.
Come over here.
Come on, join us.
Come over here.
This is Katie. This is Mike's girlfriend that he dragged on to come here and watch us. And
her facial expression right now
she's thrilled.
Awesome.
She's just thrilled to be here. You don't read comics, even though Mike's a huge comic book nerd, right?
Right.
And you love him, but you just hate comics. Or you like him.
I've never read any.
And why not?
Why
he's tried to get you to he's tried to get you to read them, but you've refused to this point.
Well, the only one he's tried to make me read, it was about like fairy tale characters, but fables? I don't know, I really didn't like it.
Why does all guys we
think
try
fables,
to break women in with fables?
Well,
not like,
me.
Hey,
I gave
grown ass woman, do you want to read about the three bears?
Not me. I gave my girlfriend a collection of old Golden Age JSA. I thought those would be... If you're going to start reading comics, start at the beginning.
I guess that's...
Work your way back. Yeah. She hated them. Yeah. Just hated them. Didn't understand.
They broke up the next day.
Broke up the next day. I was like, you're a hot girl.
So do you see yourself ever maybe, trying out something, some kind of comic? Do you see anything on the shelves right now that may interest you?
I was just saying that I guess, why The Last Man sounds interesting, but other than that, no, nothing really looks interesting.
So that's why you don't choose, that's why you refuse to read it.
Yeah, we say it's a bad kid, you refuse.
I don't refuse, I just, I don't know, I'll read, like a real book.
What kind of
read
real books?
A real book.
What kind of real books do you read?
I'll read Why the Last Man, okay?
Good Lord. Okay. It's really dangerous. One of us is going to jail tonight. Because it's kind of... she's a little scared.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
I'll read it. Katie, just
you
give
can
it
go.
To me.
Like thank you.
Teeth. Oh, that was... she just threw the microphone.
Well, there you have it. There's some...
thump.
Some good
I think,
spot marketing.
Yeah, well,
right
there you go. That's how good that show would have been.
We did talk about bringing... trying to get...
Casey,
somebody Casey or some other girls that
don't
read comics on a regular basis, have them give them books to read and hear
and see
their
what they
reviews.
Would think. Yeah, like have no concept, preconceived notion of it, and just go into it and read something. Yeah, we still got to try and do that.
Yeah, because they could. Nice. I think that they could help non-readers.
Speaking of people who can't read, hey guys, thanks for the most recent episodes. They were perfect to listen along with during the recent family road trip we just made to Utah. Love the conversations with Scad, especially. Who'd believe that Scotty would be dialed in on the bleeding edge works like Black Sad? Thanks, Chris Chavez.
Wow, you're not getting no respect there.
Hey, Chavez!
That's wild, because that's, I actually...
That's,
I
mean, all that, you're dialed
yeah,
into.
That's, yeah, that's yeah. almost every book on my bookshelf comes
I've
from that
it.
World.
Chavez!
So suck it. Around Comics Dudes, hey, just wanted to say thanks for providing something funny and comic-related for me to listen to on those late drawing nights. I really appreciate the Comics 101 episodes because they give me the ability to fake a certain level of knowledge about subjects that, as a comic fan, I feel like I should be familiar with. But really, I am a completely clueless... I am completely clueless about, like, the JSA. Best, Jason Howard.
I just realized that I mixed up Jason Howard with Josh Howard.
The dead of 17.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Jason Howard, artist on Astonishing Wolfman.
Astounding
Wolfman.
Ask for two.
Ask for number two.
Plug. We're going to do a werewolf episode, so listen. It's all about, you know, lycanthropes.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm sure he already knew that.
Yeah, I would hope if he's working on a werewolf book.
Yeah.
We'll have him do the 101.
Nice. Just
lycanthropes 101?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Great show, guys. Just a thought about the Future Stacks segment. It's Future Stacks. You'll never... if you ever email us in the future about Future Stacks, it's spelled with an X. Yeah. Future Stacks.
And it has to be all caps.
Yeah.
Future Stacks. And two stacks. Exclamation points.
And, it's really long right now. Perhaps you could change it to something like Top of the Stack, where each of you picks a book or trade, shipping this week, and say why you're looking forward to it. Or in the case of a trade, why you would recommend it. I bring it up just because Future Stacks doesn't really add anything that someone can't just see by looking at the diamond list, and all you are is reading. You're doing is reading right now.
Allow me to retort.
Well, that is weird, because when he said all you're doing is reading right now, I was literally just reading.
Just reading.
So maybe we shouldn't read emails.
Again, great show. Yeah, well, no. Kevin,
I understand that, but not everybody goes and checks out the diamond list. Not everybody reads previews. Not everybody. There's a lot of people that are new to comics that just don't check out. You know, we have to understand, it's like not everybody is immersed in the geekiness of comic books that we are, and a lot of our listeners are, but, you know, so we're trying to offer stuff to people that maybe aren't. So there you go.
Well, thank
you.
So
I think we're going to, but thanks for the, thanks
I'm
for
sure
the
we'll, as always, the show is constantly evolving.
And yeah.
We certainly weren't just created by God the way we were.
Well.
I might have offended someone.
Next week we're going to do past stacks. We're going to tell you what is coming out last week.
Past stacks.
Thanks
past
to everybody who emailed us. If you'd like to email us, you can do so at info@aroundcomics.com, or you can reach us individually at Sal, Chris, or Tom. @aroundcomics.com. There's also a few other ways you can interact with the show.
You can visit us at www.aroundcomics.com. You can go to ComicSpace, which is www.comicspace.com/aroundcomics. MySpace.com/aroundcomics. And leave us an iTunes review. Or you can also...
Leave us a message at 1-888-65-GCAST. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We don't have any this week, but maybe next week.
You can also tell us where you live so that if we come to your town, we can sleep on your couch.
Yeah.
Join our Frapper map at frapper.com/aroundcomics. We had a bunch of people signed up.
Nice.
Rob Law from Lansing, Michigan. He said, love the podcast. Tom is the man.
It's true.
Ooh, Tom.
Yeah,
Tom is in the house.
He is the man, but he's keeping me down.
I'm the white man. The epitome. Jason Matthew from Brooklyn, New York says, love the show. Keep them coming. Just for you, Jason, we will.
great. Ernesto Lopez. I think that was supposed to be Lopez. Ernesto Lopez de Victoria from Bremerton, Washington. Wow, with a name like that, I figured he was going to be from Argentina or something. Hey, guys, love the show. Look forward to the episodes every week.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Ernesto.
Dave Myers in Newport Richey, Florida says, love the show. Thanks for doing it. Well, thank you for listening.
Tom O. Redford, Michigan. Best comic podcast, period. Why? Because you're bossy. Because
you're bossy.
10 cents.
Because the song is not called You're Bossy.
Ah.
Ooh, that's right.
Who have I been sending this money to?
You're bossy. That's right.
One of the. This is from Chris Hansbrough from Coburg, Oregon. One of the better podcasts on the Interslice. You got me into a lot of indies. Wow. Inner Slice?
That's a new one. I haven't heard of Inner Slice.
Chris.
Well, thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Words every day.
Thanks to everybody who signed up for Frapper, and keep them coming.
We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there to find out other podcasts where they also talk about comic books. But they will not do Future Stacks. That is trademarked around comics.
Once again, thank you to Borders for sponsoring this episode. To help mice thrive in a world filled with harsh conditions and predatory attacks, the Mouse Guard was formed. In this first volume, Saxon,
a man,
Kenzie,
a boy,
and Liam are dispatched to find a missing merchant mouse that never arrived at his destination. In doing so, they stumble on much more than they had bargained for. Get your copy of David Peterson's breakthrough series, Mouse Guard, at your local Borders. Borders is your home for the newest graphic novels, manga, and more. Find a store near you at borderstores.com.
Speaking of shopping, maybe you should shop for a heart and give some money to the Heroes Initiative.
Oh, damn.
Or you could have participated in our Be Our Hero contest. special thanks to everyone who donated. We raised almost $600 for a great charity. So we passed Chris's arbitrary goal. Yes,
by $10. $510 is almost $600.
The drawing will be on next Monday's episode.
I guess we're going to do it live.
I work at Ernst & Young, who also counts the ballots for the
Academy
Grammys.
Awards.
One of them. So it'll be official.
Wow. Ooh.
That doesn't mean, though, that a little extra money to this hero wouldn't help you win.
Well, that's it. That's this episode. I'd like to thank you guys for joining me.
It was nice.
I don't know why. That's the weirdest thing.
This was a really nice episode.
It was really smooth.
Yeah, really.
I don't know why.
We didn't really fight.
Happy.
Yeah, I feel refreshed.
Sal gave me an HJ.
I hardly drank it off because I was so happy.
Yeah. You still do have a full beard. That's very, very weird.
What is it that's so different about
Usually
this
Tom
episode?
Is about 6 feet in the bag by now.
Yeah, he is.
Like, just, what?
Leave me alone. I don't know. Well, I'm sure next week it won't be the same.
Yeah, the magic will be gone by
then. It's hard to capture this a second time.
Yeah. It is. This is something special.
To Mark for hosting us, as always. Be sure to check back Thursday when we talk about realism in comics.
Grim and Gritty podcast. Yes. One of us dies.
Yeah, bitches.
we haven't decided yet.
Everybody have a fantastic week. We'll be back again on Thursday with a new episode. In the meantime, we'll be everywhere in...
And around comics. Best episode ever.
If you would like to suggest a topic, send us your comments, or are interested in becoming a panel member, email us at info@aroundcomics.com or visit the Contact Us section of our website. Music for the show provided by the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and do not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Thank you for listening today, and remember to join us next time when the panel will change, but our mission will stay the same. Bringing you the very best news, reviews, and opinions in and around comics. Around Comics is a Pipe Dream production. Copyright 2007, all rights reserved. Love you, baby. Yeah. Why you got my love and left me alone? Why you got my love alone? I know that you don't love me. Oh, baby, what is going on? Let me, oh, let me, baby, love you one more time.